Hello, hello, and thank you all for listening to Real Talk Atlanta, your favorite podcast for real life, real scenario, and of course, all things real estate. We're your hosts, River Bonds,
Ashley LeRae,
Nika W,
and Taisha Renee, and we're so glad to have you tuned in. So sit back, take notes, and let's talk.
Happy Wednesday, and welcome back to your favorite real estate podcast. We are your hosts. I am Taisha Renee.
I'm Ashley LeRae.
I'm Nika W.
And I'm River the Realtor.
And yes, y'all, we are in another space.
Another one.
Another setting. Our producer has three different rooms, so we're trying it out, trying to figure out what fits our vibe, what is the mood. So, like always, leave us some comments. Let us know what you think of this space.
Yeah, we'll do a poll.
Yeah, look, we're going to do a poll. You guys can tell us which one you like best, and then we'll make that one our permanent room. So, if you're also looking on YouTube, I know that you see it is more than four women here today. We are joined by a very, very, very special guest. Her name is Miss Suzette Samuel. She is a former model, video vixen, reality TV star. She is now a social media influencer with over 240,000 followers. So yes, the influence is real. And she is also a serial entrepreneur in financial literacy, funding. She owns her own virtual call center. She is an author. We have her book.
Hey,
she had to become her. How to discover your purpose and transition from bondage to breakthrough. We have our copy, so make sure you order yours. And lastly, I know y'all like whatever. Lastly, she is a licensed Georgia realtor.
Yes. Well, shout out to Greg.
Welcome, my fellow realtor baddie, Miss
What's going on, y'all?
Thanks for being here.
Of course. Thank you. We appreciate you for coming.
Introduction.
I had to give it all. You know, I didn't want to miss nothing because my nigga go getter, it's like, go getter. Okay.
All across the board.
Love that.
So today's episode, y'all, is going to be no story, no glory, because we all know that entrepreneurship comes with those trials and tribulations.
Absolutely.
But before we get into the tea, y'all know we have to start off with our peak of the week. This is basically where we just talk about something that has brightened our week, something good. It can be real estate. It can be personal. It can be whatever you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to basically
pop you
what
up.
So who wants to start us off?
I'll go.
My peak of the week actually comes with a little bit of tea, y'all, because for the 45th time in my real estate career, I have again switched brokerages. And it's my peak, y'all, because I feel like I'm kind of going back to the basics. Like, y'all know I like to really get in there. I like to master. I like to pull up as River the Realtor. Like, and my other brokerage, I feel like wasn't allowing me to do that. But like now, I'm back in the trenches. So like, y'all gonna see me like back in real form. Just really ready to like serve my clients. So I'm glad to be back at, shout out to Atlanta Communities.
Y'all, the truth is River just wanted to be closer to me.
So that's my peak of the week.
Okay.
Okay, that's good.
What you got, Nika?
Buddy.
For me, peak of the week, one of my listing, remember, we fell out of contract. This is in my other listing. We're back under contract with the same buyer. Not that one.
It's another one.
Oh, your another one.
Come back around.
Okay.
I'm chasing that. I'm like, hold on, wait.
What face the buyer?
What can we do?
Let's do this again. Let's think about it. So we're back. So I'm super excited for my seller.
Period. You're getting all the sellers under contract and closed and making thousands of dollars. Okay, Ashley, what you got?
For me, y'all, real estate has been kicking my butt, but I'm super excited about August. I have multiple closings this month, so I'm super excited.
Yay.
But I also just went ahead and booked a trip to Miami because I know after them closings, y'all, I'm going to be
so
proud.
You love Miami.
Y'all know I love
Ashley go to Miami once a quarter.
Because my birthday.
So. Yeah, so y'all will catch me at my stories on the beach or something. That's where I'll be.
I'll live through you. What about you, Suzette?
Okay, well, first off, I definitely want to commend you ladies because this is not an easy market that we are in. So anyone selling real estate right now, this is when you get to see who the real realtors
are. Period. Okay.
Say it again.
So definitely shout out to y'all. Yeah. My peak of the week, it is now August. Yeah. I am currently building my house, so I'm on the countdown.
Yes!
Y'all have one more month. It's been a very uncomfortable season for me because my lease was over in May. So I've been thugging it out in the Airbnb. Wow. So I got one more month counting down. And I also have multiple closings in August.
Yay!
So
I love that.
We killing it. Okay. We outside in these Golden State really streets.
Selling all of Atlanta.
Okay. Yes. I guess I'll wrap it up and I'm gonna join the train because I also have multiple closings in August. And they literally came out of nowhere. And I would say that's my peak because you know when you're just like praying and manifesting and asking God for these things, and you're also like putting in the work to make it happen, and it's starting to like, it literally just came out and I was like, oh my God, like it's happening. I asked him for a specific thing. I said, God, I need at least 2 closings per month the rest of this year.
Period.
And he said, you know what? Let's make it happen.
Right.
Yes. 2 closings in March for August. That. So that's exciting. And I think that's a really good transition into today's topic. No story.
No glory.
Today we're going to be talking about the transition into entrepreneurship. And I know we have talked about it many times. It's not easy. Entrepreneurship is very, very hard. You have to be strong-minded, strong-willed, all the things to maintain and start a successful business. And then we're also going to talk about the trials and hurdles and obstacles that we may each have been gone through to get to where we are today. So before we get into that, let's start off with you, Miss Suzette. We want to get to know you. So first, tell us a little bit about who is Suzette, where are you from, and your transition into full-time entrepreneurship.
So my name is Suzette. I am from New York. So I'm a New Yorker. I'm from the Bronx. You know, New York raised me. Atlanta pays me. Shout out to Atlanta.
I love that.
Give me money.
Listen, I'll be getting trashed by my hometown. Y'all, they so tired of me.
They hate the South. I don't know what they do.
They do.
I grew up in Queens, so I know the feeling.
Oh, you a New Yorker too?
I grew up here for real, but yeah.
But so a lot of people don't know there's so many layers to me. I did what they tell us to do. I went to college. I got a degree. I was working as a case manager, social worker in New York, and I just got tired. I wanted more. One thing about, and there's nothing wrong with having a 9-to-5, but as a case manager, it didn't matter if I had 20 caseloads or 100 caseloads, I got paid the same pay. And being in New York, let's be real, my child care was $1,000 a month for two kids, and that job just wasn't enough, and I just wanted more. So I gave up the job. I came to Atlanta with no plan. Didn't even know what I was going to do. Real estate was not a topic. But I was like, you know what? It was just time to just leave New York and start fresh. And living in Atlanta, one thing about Atlanta, this is an entrepreneur state. So it kind of forced me into entrepreneurship because I came out here thinking I was going to be a square and work my little 9-to-5. And okay, you know, I got tired of the hustle and bustle in New York. I wanted to just go to work, come home, be a mom to my kids. But God was like, that is not what I have planned for you.
He said bigger.
You gotta think big. Yes. And I was thinking very small when I moved out here. But, you know, that's a little bit about me. The transition was not easy. I'm still transitioning, honestly.
How long have you been in Atlanta?
2016.
So okay.
Why did you say 26 years? Oh, my
No. 2016. Wow. But I came out here and got caught up in the scene of Atlanta. So it wasn't, you know, the legit transition is still going on. It's kind of brand new. And I'm still transitioning, so I'm excited to be here to talk about my journey, to kick it with y'all.
Yeah.
Ladies of Atlanta, real estate, killing the game.
We try to. So with all the different businesses that you have, let's kind of talk through like what, from step one to wherever you are right now. So what was the first business that you got into that put you into the entrepreneurship role?
Credit
repair.
I was a very well-known bartender. In Atlanta, I was in, you know, a couple of clubs, shaking and moving out here. And I just wanted more. My wake up call was, you know, my daughter was doing bad in school and she, you know, she used to come home and see me throw all the singles on the bed. They ain't counting the singles. Like, okay, $1, $1. They just see it's a pile of money. And my daughter was like, you know, I don't got to do good in school because I'm going to be in a club like you. So that was when I just was like, you know what? This ain't it. You know, I have to lead by example. We went through a lot of personal, like, family issues that y'all can read about in my book. But that was, but that was when I just was like, okay, I got to figure it out. And I didn't know. And one thing my journey has taught me is it's not our job to know. You know, if you believe in God and you trust in God, you lay it at his feet. And as long as we're obedient and we're open to hearing his voice, he's going to provide the way. And that's what he did. It was actually a very tragic time where, you know, I moved out here prematurely. I didn't really know too much about the areas. And we all know the entire Atlanta does not have a good school system. And I'm the type, I can't stay somewhere I'm not comfortable. So I was just hopping around, trying to find, you know, a good area, and I was breaking leases left to right, to the point where when I finally wanted to get planted, my credit was terrible. Mm-hmm. And I was facing homelessness, not because I didn't have no money, you mm-hmm. know, but I didn't have the credit. I was paying people and it just wasn't working. And I just was like, God, I know you didn't bring me to Atlanta
to play with me.
Okay. To be homeless, like to be in these streets. Mm-hmm. And, but that's what sparked my credit business. Cause I got tired of paying people and I just was like, you know what? I'm gonna teach myself. Mm. And it was really like a documented journey. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing about me, I've always been transparent about my journey, what I've been through and what I'm going through. I just went on social media one day and I'm just like, I'm tired of this 500 credit score that I can't do nothing with. Mm-hmm. Can't find nowhere to live. I got these girls. I got to figure it out. And in about a year, I got myself to a 753.
Wow.
And,
period.
You know, people that were following me just see me popping up at the bank, getting loans, getting cards. You know, I secured somewhere to live. So that's what started my entrepreneurship. Mm, it was in that moment that trial, that tribulation is what birthed my first business.
Wow.
I love that.
I love that.
Yeah. I especially love the fact that you were like your own first client.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
One thing that we can all kind of attest to is like getting into real estate. Like I had to get my feet kind of wet into mm-hmm. it and like really understand it in order for me to like be good at what I do. I think Definitely. Going through like the home buying process or like mm-hmm. being with a close family member that we have to like kind of counsel through and teach them. Right. It's like now you see like, I'm not just telling you something I learned in a book. Like, I'm actually doing it and I have real proven results. So I love that you kind of, you know, build your business off your own struggle and what you were kind of
doing. Yeah. And I like the fact that you also wasn't scared to start over. I feel like a lot of people, they thinking like, you know, oh, I'm too old or, you know, like I'm transitioning from a job I don't like. It's okay to start over and kind of get you to where you need to be.
That
and
was
money
me.
Don't make no money.
Yeah. I was scared. Like in college, similarly to you, I bartended like at clubs just to get through college. And I was so used to just coming home, making quick cash that when I got like started my business and I'm like, oh, I have to wait like a month, 6 months to close a deal, even like a year. Like I was not used to that at all. It's a shock. So,
and I will say even like before I really had a relationship with God for real, it's like, nothing is ever by mistake, mm-hmm. you know? And I was told I couldn't have kids. Mm. So just back in the day, prior to my kids, I just lived this ruthless lifestyle where I didn't care. You know, I grew up in the system. So I have resentment towards my mom. I have resentment towards the world, towards everybody. And I have two kids. They told me, you know, I would never have kids, and I popped out two kids healthy. Wow. But that is my drive. That is my why. Mm. So, you know, piggybacking off of what you said when you said people are scared to start over. Once I pop them kids out, listen, if you tell me if I walk across the roof and it's going to feed my kids, I'm going to walk across the roof because I had such a hard life. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't want my daughters to do what I had to do to survive. I don't want my daughters to go through what I went through. So, you know, being here now, I'm like, okay, God, so you gave me these kids.
Yeah.
Now you got to provide
on the straight and narrow. Definitely.
I think that's important for all entrepreneurs is to figure out your why. Mm-hmm. Because if you're doing something and it kind of just like has no purpose beyond like just to pay the bills, you're not going to stick it out. You're not going to try to find different avenues to make it work. If it doesn't work probably the first time, that's just going to be it for you. You're going to quit.
On those days that it gets really, really bad, if you don't have something to remember and like, okay, this is my purpose, this is why I'm keep, like, it's going to be so easy for you to quit and move to the next. And I feel like as realtors, especially in real estate, if you don't have that, it's going to get tough.
Okay, it reminds me of that picture of the guy with the shovel and he gets tired. Picture's like he walked away and the gold was right there. That's what it feels like. It's like you give up too easy and it was literally right there.
I think it's also passion too. We talk about this a lot, but I think like Ashley touched on, like this is a business where like you can work your 40 hours. You will not get paid at the end of the week. And you looking at everybody else like, what's going on? I think you have to really have passion for what it is you're doing and a why on top of that. But like, it's hard to continue to immerse yourself in something that you're not passionate about, that you're not seeing immediate, like, you know, instant gratification on and still kind of like show up as your best self. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why a lot of people don't make it to the finish line of entrepreneurship. They're like, well, I gave it 6 months. And like, if we would have quit 6 months into our businesses, no, if we would use the
first
thing,
I closed
months.
My first deal in 6 months.
Okay,
yeah, same.
Girl, 90 days, I was like, oh, no, no. Yeah.
What are we doing?
Where the money at?
See, and the crazy thing is, I tried to go work at the club. Girl, how I get fired? I said, no.
I put the God said, not yet. You're going to get caught up and you're not going to go back.
They said, ma'am, you are no longer on the schedule.
That's one thing real estate has taught me is delayed gratification.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a good learning lesson for life in general. Mm-hmm. Not everything just comes like that.
Okay. And I also think it goes into like making yourself uncomfortable because like you were uncomfortable moving here from away from your family, away from your friends.
I wasn't uncomfortable though.
You weren't uncomfortable? Oh.
Mm-mm.
Oh, you was ready to
hit the road. That's just my personality. Yeah. Like I just, like I said, for these kids, what I got to do?
What I got to do?
Like, you know, once I really like planted my feet and I started paying attention, I was like, I'm gonna kill it out here.
Yeah.
I think discipline. Because, and one thing I can say, transitioning from a 9-to-5 environment to being my own boss, a lot of times we'll give them 8 hours of our day, mm-hmm. 5 days of the week, we'll give them that. But when it comes to ourselves, we shortchange ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And my broker said the realest thing to me. She said, you need to clock in for yourself 8 hours a day, the same way you would for them, and your business will start to change. And I think as entrepreneurs, we feel like, you know, the time is hours. And I don't know about y'all, but during business hours, I was in the hair salon, when the kids is in school, that's when, you know, you want to get your little massage and just kind of live life. And for me, again, I'm still transitioning. That's something I've really implemented within like the past 6 months, because real estate, it ain't what y'all think it is, y'all. It ain't showing houses and posting on Instagram, okay?
Because when we say it, I think they don't believe us.
Listen, it's about what you're doing on the back end. To get those 3 deals I got coming up in August, I had to sit in front of my computer making over 20 to 30 calls a day, calling buyers, just being on top of my stuff, being on top of my lender. It's so many things, so many moving parts. And I think the biggest thing about real estate is we don't control our money. We could do the work. We could do all the work, but if the buyer do something reckless during the contract with their credit, we ain't getting paid.
If the lender
messed up, we ain't getting paid. If the house got too many issues, we ain't getting paid.
If they're feeling down.
Yeah.
Okay. They're not mentally there. You're not talking to them.
Let's not even talk about the clear to close.
Okay.
We
get that at the table sometimes.
Yeah. So it's like, it takes discipline that, I think one of y'all, you said you had a canceled contract to still get up and not let that defeat you.
And ego.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to lie, she sucks.
The other agent.
For me to really look at my ego, I'm like, you know what? Let me go back. Let me try again. Because everything in me is saying no. My ego was telling me, no, don't go beg her. Like, we're going to get another offer. But I had to really think about my client and what I'm doing, you know, and say, okay, is this a smart move? Mm-hmm. So I had to go back and say, hey, like, you know, you're at a new
Had to split the block.
Yeah.
I feel like that's sacrifice.
That's one thing I admire about you. I remember even on our first call, like, we were trying to figure out what days should we come record. Mm-hmm. And Suzette was like, well, you know, from 9 to 2, I'm prospecting.
I'm prospecting.
So let's pick another time.
I put a note start prospecting.
Okay, I'm taking notes for myself because that's something I'm still trying to work on every day is my discipline and showing up for not just myself, but my business, my clients. It's tough some days.
Yeah, I agree. I think one thing that, like, I kind of, y'all know my favorite thing to say about myself.
What?
I'm from Chicago.
Okay.
But I think, like, when I start thinking about, like, the roots that we have and, like, where we come from and the whys and all of those things, I think about, like, for me personally, how where I'm from kind of instilled me with some of the things I need for entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. And I like, urge everybody to kind of think about the skills you were instilled with when you were younger and how those are transferable. Like, when I think about, like, the stuff we just had to do to just make a way where I'm from, it's like, I'm doing that same thing in my business now. Like, trying to figure out how to sacrifice and, okay, I can't do this because I have to do this. And just kind of knowing, like, okay, this may not be my time now, but it's coming. I feel like those are all principles that I grew up with because of where I come from and how I was brought up. And I think, like, when I think about transitioning and entrepreneurship, I really think about the humble beginnings and, like, you know, just the things that kind of make me and make us. And I feel like I see them in all of y'all businesses. Like, I know a lot about these. And I see that same, like, you know, the perseverance, the gratitude, the humility. Like, I see all of that in the way that we do business. And I feel like that's part of the growth, too.
Yeah.
That's a good segment into my next question for everybody. If you guys can have one thing that you can tell your younger self, what would it be to prepare them for the journey, whether it's an entrepreneurship journey or just like being a grown woman, an adult?
What's one thing
you would tell your younger self? It has to be one, not two, not three.
I would just tell myself to embrace the journey. I think as we encounter the things we go through, we kind of beat ourselves. We self-sabotage a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, we kind of beat ourselves up. And sometimes you just got to really sit back. And I had to learn this too. Don't ask, why is this happening to me? But mm-hmm. what am I learning from this? What am I mm-hmm. gaining from this? And you touched on that too. Like, a lot of the things that we go through, a lot of earlier jobs or struggle, whatever, is really what we learn from that we're going to take into the next season of our life. Mm-hmm. We have to be built. Be here to come here. So I would definitely just tell myself, girl, embrace the journey, learn, grow, have fun.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah. That's good.
The first thing I would tell myself is don't go to college.
God is my witness. I was about to say that.
Agree. And now I got all this college debt. Girl. I said, do not go to college.
But ain't even doing nothing you went to college for, are you?
No. I went to Georgia State, and I went there for public health is what my degree is in. And girl, I'm in real estate now.
Girl.
You
know what I mean?
Girl. But another thing I would tell myself, I would think, is to say, like, if you don't believe in yourself, no one else is going to. Mm-hmm. Like, when I first started real estate, like, I didn't know anything, really, you know? Mm-hmm. You just have to remember it's a journey. You're going to learn as you grow, but things will come into fruition. If God has like planted the seed in you to do something, do it regardless of what anyone thinks. Because mm-hmm. if I would have stopped doing real estate a year in, if someone else didn't believe in me, there's no telling like where I would be right now. So mm-hmm. don't count that. Yourself out.
Right. No. For me, it would be boundaries, you know, boundaries for yourself. Boundaries on others as far as like family, friends, relationship, mm-hmm. and also, you know, always put yourself first. Cause I feel like as I'm growing, I'm seeing that at the end of the day, everybody really put themselves first. Mm-hmm. So if you're not, who's going to be looking out for you?
Nobody.
In college and like, you know, as my younger self, you know, I seem to be a people pleaser, but I feel like that's a Haitian trait a little bit. I'm Haitian, so. Oh, really? So it's like our culture, like we like to people please because yeah. we just kind of get a satisfaction for it. So when I came to America, it was just like a thing that I saw. I was like, oh my God, like everybody out for themselves. That's how it is. So, and I understood why everybody mm-hmm. does that because, you know, like who's going to watch your back? So mm-hmm. I think that's like one Nobody. Of the things that I would have told my younger self, like, girl, just focus on yourself, you. Yeah. Stop people pleasing, and just get to the money.
Yeah. Period. Okay. Period. I think right after I tell myself not to go to college, because I have 3 degrees. Ooh. I went back to school for a degree and still ain't doing nothing in relation to any of those degrees. So immediately after I told myself not to go to college, I would probably tell my younger self, like, go with my mind and not somebody else's mouth. Mm. I think for me, like, I'm very similar. I did what I felt like I was supposed to do. I was supposed to, you know, go to college, mm-hmm. get this degree from this major institution. Yeah. Oh, go get a postgraduate degree. Come down here, get your master's. Girl, I was on my way to law school. Like, oh, wow. What are you even doing? But for me, it's like everybody who was older than me, who are in my life or in my family, who has success. Success and education, them two things go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. And then I'm looking at some of the most successful people that I know who have never even stepped foot on a college campus. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's just like little things, not even just with the school thing, but I feel like a lot of times, like, I'm doing what somebody else told me mm-hmm. would make me successful. Like, yep. Oh, go do this. Don't live here. Go move here. Like, everything that I was doing was because someone told me to do it versus what I knew I needed to be doing in order for me to be successful. Like, I've been on my own forever. Mm-hmm. Like, I always kind of moved to the beat of my own drum, did what I wanted to do. But when it came to real life decisions, I literally would be like, oh, you think, okay, let me do that. Like, mm-hmm. I kind of turned into like a, I don't want to say a follower, because Big River, not the little one. But, you know, when you just don't know, I think yeah. it's easier for you to listen to somebody else than to step out on faith. Right. So, like, I would just go with my mind, because I'd rather make a mistake because I felt like I was doing right than make a mistake like, dang, I did that because somebody told me.
Right, right. So. And I love that, because I just told my sister this. Like, when I started real estate, and you know, I have a Haitian household. They don't know what real estate is, right? They were downing me, like,
don't play with them.
You know, like, why are you always out? Why are you doing this? Okay, you're doing real estate. And then now it's just like, all my whole family's, oh my God, I'm so proud of you. I'm doing, you know, like you're doing this.
Not the realtor.
Right. Not the realtor. Even my mom. And it was just like, imagine if I would have listened to them. Imagine if I would have been like, you know what? It's not going to work out. They don't believe it. You know, like, so I think it's a very, very important gem for everybody out here. Like, if you feel like in your heart, this is what you're supposed
to be
doing.
I say your mind, because y'all hearts be painted. Go with your brain. Think it through and do it.
You got to give yourself.
To piggyback off of you too, you know, oh my God, when I was leaving New York, girl, you crazy.
Yeah.
Your job got benefits. You got benefits.
And
we out here killing for that. And you got it. And you're just going to walk away. You have no family and no friends out there. And I just was like, I got this. But stepping out in faith is like, okay, now when they see your faith and they see how God is moving in your life, not everybody want to follow. Like, well, if she did it, I could do it.
Right.
And that's very important when it comes to breaking generational curses. Mm-hmm. Like, we got to go with what's instilled in us to move forward, because you might not have what I have as far as what I need to, you know, get ahead. But I might can spark that if you see that it worked for me. So I learned that too. Because they'll talk about you and then they like, hey, girl, go ahead and stay school. Shut up.
Every time.
That is so real. That is so real. I would say my piece of advice, and I feel like it kind of contradicts a little bit what y'all saying. My piece of advice is to don't be afraid to lean on your support system. Like, I feel like when you venture out, yes, there are going to be those people that are like, oh, don't do it, like scared of the risk. Yeah. But then you do have those people who do support you and who do want to see you do good in everything that you do. And I think for me, when I started the transition, I've always been like I don't ask for anything. Like, Taisha doesn't need anything. I handle everything on my own. But I got to that point in entrepreneurship and I was like, oh my God, like I need help. And I was struggling for a long time just because I'm the pride. It's the pride. Like, I was so scared to like to make people feel like, oh, like she don't got it. Like, no, like I need help, y'all. Like, I need some help over here. So I think for me, that was my breaking point. I was like, don't be afraid to reach out to those people who support you. Shout out to my brother, because he always there for me.
Okay.
But don't be afraid to reach out to these people and get that support, because in entrepreneurship, I feel like you need it.
You need
like,
it.
Like, yes, it's a risk. And like, yes, you have those people that's like, oh, girl, what you doing? But then if you do have those people who you know are in your corner and you know want to see you do good, don't be afraid to lean on them.
Yeah. That's very admirable.
That's what I'm learning. Yeah.
That's admirable. I think, like you said, when you ask for help, it's like seen as a sign of weakness.
Right.
And I feel like I got to a point like that too, where it's like, you know what? I'm still Big River, but I need a little help. And the minute I reached out, same thing. You know, I asked one of my brothers. Shout out to my brothers, because y'all know we're connected, we're protected. I asked anybody though, and they're like, yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
And I asked my brother one time, I was like, why do you just be so helpful? He was like, I wouldn't just help you if I thought you was going to play. Because like, I see
thing.
It in you, and I see this going on. So I'm going to put this into you because I know I'm going to get it back.
Like, y'all know my brothers. My brothers love me.
No, for
all
real.
My brothers
they
love
look
me.
Just
like,
alike.
It's just like, it's just like, you know, like, I know that you're going to be there for me. Any of my family would be there for me, but it's like, don't be afraid. You know what? As an entrepreneur.
Like Suzette said before the camera started rolling, when we were just sitting here laughing, like, life is already hard enough. You know, it's okay to reach out to, you know, your people. That's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
That's dope. Because I had to learn that, because I don't have brothers. I don't have no support system, like outside my kids,
we got
like
that.
But I had to gain that. But you know, eventually, once it's time to, it's but so far you can go as a single person in your business. You're gonna need help, like anybody, especially in real estate. Y'all know we can. I don't know about y'all, but I have a transaction coordinator. I'm not writing a contract. Okay, soon I'm about to get me a showing assistant. We need help. We can't do this by ourselves.
Yeah.
Discernment is very important, because that fear will have you paralyzed and delayed.
Yes, I've been praying for discernment a lot. That's a good key. But let's not get too deep, y'all. This is going to be a 2-part episode. So if you are feeling what we're saying, it's like really hitting you, tune in next week, because we're going to have part 2 with Miss Suzette one more time to keep going, keep talking about entrepreneurship, keep talking about our obstacles and trials that have got us here that are making us successful.
And we got to talk about that faith and fear.
Okay, so we're going to get into that. So make sure y'all tune into the next episode for part 2. And thank y'all for tuning in today.
Yeah,
we'll see y'all next week.
See y'all next
week.
Bye.
See y'all.
Today's topic might be at its end, but the conversation never stops. If you liked what you heard, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe.
For more daily content from the ladies of Real Talk Atlanta, head over to any of our social media platforms to connect with us, and let's talk.
As we put the real in real estate.